SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Angus MacDonald is an Australian contemporary visual artist who's been exhibiting across Australia and internationally for 25 years. He began filmmaking in 2017 as part of his social advocacy project, Howling Eagle, which promotes the adoption of humanitarian approaches to support forcibly displaced people seeking asylum. He creates films and interviews regarding refugee protection across the globe and current refugee policies in Australia. Angus MacDonald has recently made the documentary Manus, regarding asylum seekers held on Manus Island. To find out more about the documentary, we will be speaking to Mr. MacDonald via telephone. Angus MacDonald, welcome to SBS Kurdish.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be talking with you.
Could you kindly tell us a little bit about the documentary you've made, please?
Sure. Manus is a 13-minute documentary short that I produced and directed, and it's based around footage that was shot there by an award-winning journalist called Olivia Rousset.
Yes.
When she travelled secretly to Manus Island with two other Australian refugee advocates at the end of 2017. That was a very important moment in the history of this most recent chapter in Australia's offshore processing policy, because this was a time when the PNG Supreme Court had ordered the federal government shut the detention centre at Lombrum on Manus Island because they found it unconstitutional. At that moment, this would have been an appropriate time for the federal government to bring all those 650 men that had been on Manus for 4.5 years at that time, to bring them back to Australia. But they didn't do that. They ordered the men to move to three new centres 23 kilometres away in the local town of Lorengo, and hundreds of men refused to leave, which resulted in a standoff that lasted 24 days. The men on Manus took this moment in time to demand their freedom after 4.5 years of detention, and this standoff went until eventually the PNG authorities, the police, under the orders of the federal government, forcibly moved them to the new centres. And it was during this period of the standoff that Olivia and two others secretly travelled there for one night and filmed testimonials with the men. And when they got back to Australia sometime later, Olivia got in touch with me and asked me if I could make a film around the footage she'd captured.
Angus, what inspired you to direct this film and why?
Well, I'm actually relatively new to the whole area of refugee protection. I've been a visual artist for 25 years. At the end of 2016, I travelled to Greece, which is an area, a place where I lived during my first 6 years of art school, because people there had been telling me about the migrant crisis that occurred in 2015-2016 and the very humanitarian responses of the local communities in Greece. So I went there to have a look myself, and I travelled all around Greece to all the areas that really had received massive numbers of arrivals, so I was very inspired by the attitudes of the Greek people there. So when I got back, I decided to share those stories with the Australian public, because I'd been becoming increasingly uncomfortable that our own approach to managing, which was apparently a very small number. So I began this film project and started sharing content with the public.
What was the biggest challenge of making this film?
Well, probably the biggest challenge was how to actually create a narrative by just using various bits of dialogue from the men themselves. So it was my intention with this film to only include the words, pictures of the men, because that's something that's happened, I guess, too rarely in this whole issue of offshore detention. And the fact that the men have been so invisible for all this time has been one of the reasons that the government's been able to perpetuate this inhumane policy for so long. So I wanted to, I guess, create an underlying narrative about their situation using various small excerpts of the things that they'd said on film. And I think that was the hardest thing, was to really try and tie all that together and make it coherent. I think we did it.
by law, Australia does not resettle any migrants who approach the government by boat, a policy intended to discourage dangerous ocean crossings and human smuggling. What is your stance regarding that?
Personally, I don't believe that that's the government's motivation at all. It's true that, that those journeys are dangerous. However, there are no safe means of passage for people in that situation. And I think if you or I were in the same situation as a lot of these people that were forced to flee their homeland because of war or some sort of persecution, we would adopt any means available. So I don't believe that the government has the interests of those people in the front of their mind when they say they don't want them to drown, because the ones that don't drown are then brutalised by the government for many years. So I think it's a furphy. It might be inconvenient for federal government to have to deal with people that arrive here seeking asylum, but those people commit no offence by arriving in Australia by any means, including boat, and seeking asylum. And instead of protecting them and offering them safety, which is what we're obliged to do under the Refugee Convention that we're a signatory to, instead we've shipped them offshore, violated their human rights for years, and brutalised them. And it's a really, really horrendous response, and I believe that Australia could do much better.
There is another argument that these refugees who arrive by boat illegally, that they're economic refugees if they can afford to pay their way to pay the smugglers. Why don't they just come the right way by applying and being in refugee camps like all of these thousands of refugees around the world?
No, I've heard that argument often. However, in practice, it really doesn't operate that way. The first thing I just really need to point out is that those people who arrive are not illegal. They're not arriving illegally. Anyone has the right to arrive in Australia by any means and ask for asylum. That's the first thing. The second thing is that people often say that there's some sort of queue that exists out there in the world and that people should get in the queue. But they then go on to accuse those people who arrive by boat seeking asylum as queue jumpers. However, the fact is there's actually no queue. The government's own website confirms that. Basically, we have to remember, if we can, that the number of people across the world that have been forcibly displaced now is getting up towards 70 million. 25 million of those have been forced to flee their own countries. It's inevitable that a certain number of those will make it as far as Australia, because 80% of them are actually seeking asylum in neighbouring countries which are next door to their original homelands. We really are only receiving a very small number. The UNHCR's refugee resettlement program is really only accounting for 1% of the total number of people who are displaced. Now, Australia does take around 18,000 people through their humanitarian program every year. However, that program consists, as I said, of only 1% of the total. Everyone else is really forced to try and find safety however they can. Most of them try and do that close to home, but as I said, it's inevitable that there will be a small number, and it is a very small number, that make it all the way to Australia. There's no such thing as an economic refugee. A refugee is a particular term that's used to describe the situation of a person who has a well-founded fear of persecution and is forced to flee. People can find the money if they need to pay people smugglers. What would be much better, though, of course, is to have a collaborative system, a collective system around the world that recognises that the need for people to flee is real, and they should get together and share the burden of managing people who find themselves in that situation and providing safe means of passage. And if they did that, there would be no need for people smugglers.
Artist and filmmaker Angus MacDonald, thank you for talking to us on SBS Kurdish, and all the best.
Thank you so much for your time.